Today on Gardening in a Minute, storing garden materials. Gardening requires a variety of materials besides plants. Plants are kept in the ground or containers, but what about everything else you need? Leftover bags of potting soil and fertilizer should be tightly sealed or kept in airtight containers to keep them dry. Tools should be stored in a dry location and thoroughly cleaned before you put them away. This includes not only large items like shovels and rakes, but also smaller items like pruners and trowels. Lawnmowers, chainsaws, and other power tools should be stored unplugged and in a secure location. You should stow pesticides out of the reach of children and in their original containers. Take care of your garden supplies, and they'll serve you well for years to come. For more information about storing garden materials and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, watering your lawn in the winter. Lawns in Florida need less water during winter than during the rest of the year. In the spring, you may water your grass every 3 to 5 days, but in winter, it may only need watering every 2 to 3 weeks. Grass grows more slowly during the colder months, requiring less watering and mowing. To save water, set your irrigation timer to manual throughout the year. Water your grass only when it shows signs of wilt, when about half the blades are folded in half and blue-gray in color, and when footprints remain in the lawn. Remember to irrigate with 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch of water and only when needed. And don't forget, watering less will mean more money in your pockets. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, natural holiday decorations. Many of us decorate our homes for the holidays, and what's more festive than using plants and other natural materials? The best greenery for indoor decorations comes from pines, firs, and cedars. Bring the family together one evening to make door swags and wreaths from branches. Decorate your creations with acorns, holly berries, and pine cones. Instead of using traditional tree ornaments like colored glass balls, gather seed pods and seed balls from sweet gum, magnolia, and sycamore trees, and paint them silver, gold, and other metallic colors. To spice up tables for holiday family meals, use branches, berries, and cones as focal points. Your efforts can not only warm up your home, they can make great gifts too. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, oranges. Florida is known for its amazing citrus, and our oranges are some of the tastiest in the world. Florida oranges provide lots of vitamin C, folic acid, potassium, and other vitamins important to your health. Navel oranges are the most popular because they can be eaten fresh or juiced. Hamlin trees produce the most oranges for juicing. Valencias provide sweet, bright orange juice and are considered the king of juice oranges in Florida. The Temple orange and the honey tangerine, which is also called the Murcott, are delicious hybrids of tangerine and sweet orange. The best way to store your oranges is on the tree, as citrus will not continue to ripen once picked. To tell if your oranges are ripe, pick one off the tree and try it. For more information on oranges and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bird feeders. Bird feeders can provide healthy food for our feathered friends while providing you with a beautiful show. Your bird feeder can be designed to attract either a variety of species or just one. Select a tube, nectar, fruit, or hopper feeder, depending on the kinds of birds you're interested in seeing. The type of food you choose will also determine which birds visit. To attract orioles, thrashers, and bluebirds, put out fruit. Cardinals, titmice, and chickadees prefer sunflower seeds. Put your bird feeder in a spot where you'll have a good view of all the activity. Place it at least 10 to 15 feet away from trees to keep squirrels at bay, and be sure to clean your feeder often to prevent the spread of diseases. For more information about bird feeders and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.